The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that proves it's never too late to make history. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're exploring why it took Mississippi nearly a century and a half to approve the amendment outlawing slavery. Despite what you might think, racism wasn't the only reason for the delay. Good old bureaucratic incompetence was in the mix as well. The day was March 16th, 1995. The state of Mississippi finally voted to ratify the 13th Amendment, 130 years after its passage. When the amendment to abolish slavery was first put to vote in 1865, Mississippi was one of four states to reject its ratification. The other three holdouts, New Jersey, Delaware, and Kentucky, later ratified the amendment symbolically, as did all the other states that joined the Union after the vote was held. By the close of the 20th century, Mississippi was the lone exception, the only state out of 50 to have never formally consented to abolition. Shortly after the Confederacy's defeat in the American Civil War, the 13th Amendment was drafted to abolish slavery throughout the United States, with one notable exception. The text of the amendment reads as follows: "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States, or any place subject to their jurisdiction." Congress passed the amendment on January 31, 1865, but in order for it to be added to the Constitution, it first had to be ratified by three-fourths of the existing states, which at the time was 27 out of 36. Mississippi was always considered a long shot for ratification, as its economy had been largely dependent on slavery for decades. Most of the state's enslaved workforce had already been emancipated by the time of the vote. However, the state's lawmakers still held a grudge, believing they should have been reimbursed for the value of the people set free. That racist sense of entitlement led the Mississippi legislature to vote against the 13th Amendment that December. However, the amendment still got more than enough votes from the other states to secure its ratification. As for the other three states that rejected the amendment, they eventually changed their minds and ratified it, though some took much longer than others. New Jersey ratified the amendment in 1866, just 9 months after the initial vote. Delaware, on the other hand, didn't get around to it until 1901, and Kentucky waited all the way until 1976. That just left Mississippi as the only state seemingly opposed to the end of slavery. You might imagine that Kentucky's late vote may have inspired Mississippi to get its own house in order, but it was actually a different state that lent a helping hand. In 1994, a clerk in the Texas legislature named Gregory Watson discovered that Mississippi still hadn't ratified the amendment. He then passed along the news to every black member of the Mississippi legislature, along with a draft of a resolution that could be quickly adopted to rectify the matter. Democratic State Senator Hillman Frazier presented the measure the following year, and though some of his white colleagues considered the symbolic vote to be a waste of time, Frazier insisted, saying, quote, "It's never a waste of time to correct a wrong." In the end, the Mississippi Senate unanimously approved the resolution, and on March 16, 1995, the state House did the same. That should have been the end of Mississippi's long journey to ratification, but it wasn't. That's because, for some unknown reason, state officials never sent a copy of the resolution to the federal registrar. As a result, the ratification was never recorded, nor officially signed into law. Mississippi's oversight was ultimately corrected 18 years later, thanks to the help of two Mississippi residents and a Steven Spielberg movie. One of those residents was Dr. Ranjan Batra, a professor in the Department of Neurobiology and Anatomical Sciences at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. In November of 2012, Batra went to see the new movie Lincoln, Steven Spielberg's Oscar-nominated biopic about President Lincoln's efforts to secure the 13th Amendment. Picking up where the movie left off, Batra began researching how the amendment was implemented after the end of the Civil War. That's when he discovered that Mississippi's ratification was unofficial in the eyes of the U.S. government. As an Indian immigrant residing in the southern state, Batra felt compelled to try to help resolve the situation. Speaking to reporters, he later explained, quote, "Mississippi gets a lot of bad press about this type of stuff, and I just felt that it is something that should be fixed, and I saw every reason that could be done. Everyone here would like to put this part of Mississippi's past behind us and move on into the 21st century rather than the 19th. During his investigation, Batra discussed his findings with Ken Sullivan, a colleague at UMC and a lifelong resident of Mississippi. After their conversation, Sullivan took his family to see Lincoln and was similarly inspired to help correct the state's oversight. He soon got in touch with Mississippi's then-current Secretary of State, Delbert Hoseman, and within a matter of weeks, the necessary paperwork was dispatched to Washington. It was a long time coming, but on February 7, 2013, Mississippi's ratification of the 13th Amendment was finally complete, 148 years behind schedule. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way by writing to thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.